Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Diane and Margaret had been friends for years. And it was a really incredible coincidence when they both had boys in the same year. Their sons, Trevor and Michael, were now almost inseparable. And they were always feeling a little older than they were, because now they were 11. While all four of them were walking together through the fair, the boys saw the haunted house, and they immediately began begging to go through the haunted house. Now, Diane and Margaret both thought that that was a really bad idea, but then the boys just begged for it all the more. And eventually, the two moms gave in, and the boys swaggered up to that haunted house, feeling like they were the kings of the world. They went in, and Diane and Margaret sat down on a bench to wait. It was almost 2 minutes when the employees of the haunted house escorted the shaken Trevor and Mark out a side entrance. The two saw their moms, they ran to them, they hugged them, they buried their faces into them, because now they were safe. Ben was frightened for his family. Through the grapevine at work, Ben had learned that 15 jobs were going to be lost throughout the company. Now, he knew that he did his job well and that he was well-liked, but that was true for a lot of people. What would he do? What could he do for his family in the face of losing all of that? When he got home, he grabbed his wife, he hugged her, and he shared his fears. Greta staggered out of the doctor's office and drove immediately to her mom's house. Crying next to her on her couch, Greta told her mom that they had found out that there was an abnormal test at her physical, and now she had an appointment to see an oncologist to try to rule out cancer. Greta had 2 children. They were 7 and 9, and she was terrified. Fear is something that we all know pretty well. We know what frightens us, and we know we don't like it. Now, I'm not talking about monsters or dark closets or things like that. I'm talking about those real fears, those life and death fears about health, about safety, about all of those things that can cause us to tremble and make us lose sleep. God knows our fears. And God has an answer for our fears. And the answer is God's love and God's presence with us, which are always proof against our fear. You see, in today's scriptures, we first encounter fear today with Abram. Abram, that stalwart man of faith, he's afraid. He's afraid because now he's approaching 100 years old and still has no natural heir, even though that had been promised. So Abraham is afraid. He's afraid that a servant is going to be his heir and inherit. He's afraid that this God whom he has followed maybe isn't going to keep these promises. Abram is afraid. God is not. God isn't afraid. God isn't worried that Eliezer of Damascus is going to be Abram's heir. God knows that Abram and Sarai are going to have their own child, because nothing is impossible with God. And so God makes this amazing promise. He makes a covenant of divine responsibility. All right, as we got to that second half of that reading that Steve did, and God said, I need you to get me a heifer 3 years old and a goat 3 years old and all of these different things. It's because when they made a covenant back in that Old Testament time, they would cut the covenant. Something would be sacrificed and laid out flat, and the two parties to that covenant would walk between those dead animals. saying, let this happen to me if I don't keep my part of this covenant. And so Abram brought the heifer and the goat and the turtle dove and all the rest of it, and they cut them in two. And then it got dark out, and Abram fell asleep. And so, personified by a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch, God alone makes that covenant. There's nothing for Abram that Abram has to do. This is a promise from God. As God passes through, that promise is made. God's love was going to be with Abram regardless. God's presence was going to be with Abram regardless. Abram was going to have offspring, and the world was going to be blessed through Abram and his kin regardless. That's the promise that Abram got that calmed his fears. And so we see that God makes those promises and then shows us the faithfulness of God to see them come true. All of these promises that God made to Abram are true for us as well. Not that we're going to have children when we're 100, okay? That's not the promise, all right? But God's promised love and presence are real for us now. God's promised blessing for us becomes a promised blessing for us and through us. And these promises can provide for us comfort beyond measure. And so Abram's fears are calmed by God's promise. But you see, there is also potential for fear for Jesus in our gospel story today. Think about it. It says in our gospel story that the Pharisees were afraid for Jesus. Now, most of the time we hear about the Pharisees, they're somehow or another against Jesus. No, these Pharisees, they're afraid for Jesus because Herod, who is not nice, Herod, who is responsible for the death of John the Baptist, Herod was now coming after Jesus, and they were afraid. These Pharisees were afraid that Herod was going to catch up to Jesus and take care of him. But Jesus is not afraid, because as foxy as Herod was trying to be, Herod was not Jesus' foil. Herod could try, he could attempt, he could do all sorts of things, but Herod was never going to succeed, because Herod was nothing to Jesus' mission and plan. And so Jesus announces his plan to thwart our fears. And that plan is he's going to gather us like a hen gathers its chicks. Now that is an amazing image of comfort and protection. Because you see, that's what a mother hen does. It gathers its chicks, and it is literally willing to give up its own life in order to protect those chicks. So Jesus wants to be for us that hen, proof against any fox. Fox in Hebrew was an image of destruction. Fox in Greek was an image of sneakiness and cunning. And instead of destruction and cunning, Jesus says, come and allow me to care for you and nurture you. Like God's promise to Abram, this promise of protection is an amazing promise from Jesus. But Jesus also knows that it's hard to make that work, because Jesus says, you were not willing. Far too often we are unwilling to turn to Jesus and give up our fear. We are unwilling to tell God about what we are afraid of and allow God to come and comfort us. We are unwilling to allow God to be with us with strength and hope for tomorrow. It's kind of like if Trevor and Mark, after being sent out of the haunted house, ran away from their moms instead of running to them. Or it would be like Ben deciding he really just needed to cowboy up and not say anything to his wife. Or Greta swallowing all of that fear and driving home, saying nothing to anyone. Jesus wants to know. Jesus wants us to feel comfortable to tell, because Jesus knows that his love will flood us and fill us and get us through. Now, we will not always get that good answer that Abram got, or that Trevor and Mark knew in their mother's arms. God's love, though, is always better and bigger than losing your job or even contracting cancer. God's love is there to help you through those hard moments. God's presence is there as you weep and struggle, as well as when you bounce back or triumph. God wants to be part of your life. God came as Jesus to be a part of your life. God forgives you and sets you back on the right path so that you might live your life. There are lots of things that can frighten us, that can freeze us in our tracks, but God is with us always. We may not even see him, but God is there for you, for me, for the world. God's promise to Abram is extravagant. God's love shown in Jesus Christ is extravagant. God is here for us. And in this season of Lent, as we work the soil of our soul, God is here now. As we strive to remove the stumbling blocks of our fear, God is here to help. As we struggle to break through the tough spots in our lives, God is here to help. As we run terrified from the horrors that life throws at us, God is here with arms wide open, ready to embrace us, comfort us, protect us, encourage us, forgive us, strengthen us, and give us peace. Wow. God is great. Amen.